That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie. The social room hours at the Norton Eagles are Monday through Friday from 5 p.m. to close. We can enjoy pizza and nachos. Their dining room is open Monday through Thursday from 5:30 to 9, where they have specials that you can find on their Facebook page. Remember, at the Norton Eagles, every Sunday you can enjoy bingo at 6 o'clock, where the auxiliary provides a lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts. And all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. I want to remind you of a couple things that are going on at our Norton Eagles. The Norton Eagles Abracadaver will be March 9th. Dinner will be at 6:30 p.m. The show will be at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at the Norton Eagles Club. The dinner will consist of prime rib with side salad, baked potato, vegetable, and dessert. The ticket prices for the dinner only are $30. For the theater only are $10. And for the dinner and theater, it's $35. Again, Norton Eagles Abracadaver will be March 9th, the dinner at 6:30 and the show at 7:30. And then the following weekend, the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair will be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturday, March 16th. There's also going to be a special visit during the Craft and Vendor Fair from the Easter Bunny from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. They'll also have a lunch stand available. That'll be at Eagles Road at the Eagles on Saturday, March 16th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair. At the Norton Eagles, people helping people. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by the Norton Correctional Facility. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 80 and a west wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 41 and a west wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, there'll be some patchy blowing dust after 3 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with the temperature rising to near 53 by 11 a.m. and then falling to around 42 during the remainder of the day. And it should be breezy on Tuesday with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Tuesday night, there's a slight chance of snow between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. and patchy blowing dust before 7 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with the low around 16 and blustery, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour Tuesday night, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. I'll have the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
Norton Correctional Facility is looking for hardworking, dependable employees that want to help transform lives. They have correction officers positions available starting with a wage of $20.13 an hour and the potential to earn an additional $6 an hour pay differential. That's $26.13 an hour on day one. They also offer excellent benefits and promotional opportunities. With over 31 departments, NCF has several other opportunities as well. If you want to find meaningful work with excellent pay and benefits, check out the website at ncfcareer.net. That's ncfcareer.net.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday should be sunny with a high near 49. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 62 and breezy. On Friday, sunny with a high near 71. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 76. And on Sunday, should be sunny with a high near 73 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 49 degrees. The humidity is 33%. The wind speed is west at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.67, the dew point is 21 degrees, and the current wind chill is 46 degrees. It is 9:06. I'm going to take a quick break and be back in just a moment with your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Monday, February 26th party line. I am Natalie here this morning. Mandy will be gone for the next couple days. She had some things she needed to take care of, so sorry you're stuck with me. Now, saying that, I will tell you that today's show is probably going to, well, today and tomorrow both. When I'm alone, it seems to go a lot faster because I don't have the back and forth, but today's show will probably go a whole lot faster because of the fact that we only have a few sponsors on Monday. So if you're going to get those phone calls in for birthdays or anniversaries, if you have anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away, I'll explain it more here in just a few minutes, but you do need to get those phone calls in. Again, it may be a shorter morning this morning on our party line. All right, so first things first, before we start with trivia, I want to recap our weekend a little bit. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, our wrestlers went to the state competition in Salina at the Tony's Pizza Event Center. If you were listening like I was to Fig and Rick, boy, what a lot of fun. It was, I listened almost the total solid 3 days. It was so much fun, but Saturday, boy, that was very exhausting almost to listen to. I just can't imagine the guys calling it because it was such good matches. So first of all, we want to let everybody know that Norton finished second in the team scores behind Hoxie. I believe that they said that this was Hoxie's fourth year of finishing first. They're tough, but Norton hung in there, and we finished second, and it was a great meet. We want to individually congratulate wrestlers. First of all of the wrestlers, Caleb Kieswetter, Derek Clydesdale, Jayton Weigel, Brennan Fonensteel, Logan Willauer, Colton Stover, Corbin Puga, and our girls, Dana Bailey and Kenya Goss, all made it to the state competition. And that in itself is so much to be proud of. I mean, I just can't imagine being that good at anything to be able to make it to a state competition. And these wrestlers did. Oh, we had a great wrestling team all together this year. But these are the kids that actually made it to the state competition. But, boy, next year our team is going to be hard to beat. We want to say congratulations to Caleb Kieswetter, placing first at the state championship in the 106-pound division. He scored 26 team points. Great job, Caleb. Derek Clydesdale placed fourth at the state competition, scoring 17 team points. What a hard-fought competition. Jayton Weigel placed second and scored 20 team points, stuck in there and got the second place finish for Jayton. Brennan Fonensteel placed fifth and scored 11 team points. Boy, that was a close one. Brennan, that was a fun match to listen to. And then we had Corbin Puga placing first in the 285 division, scoring 26 team points. Corbin is just unbeatable. That kid this year, just unbeatable. You're one of those people that it just comes natural to, I think. But great job to all of our wrestlers. And I also want to give a shout out, first of all, to the crowd that showed up in person. I saw a lot of Facebook posts about the crowd from Norton that was there to root for the kids live. Thank you for that. What a trip you made. 3 very long days of wrestling. And, that in-house cheering really makes a big difference. So thank you to the community members that made it to the competition and helped cheer along our wrestlers, to the whole community for supporting our wrestlers, all of our sponsors. Boy, we couldn't do this with all of our great sponsors. Keep it going and make it possible for us to bring all the action for the people that couldn't make it. And then first and foremost, I want to thank Fig Millen and Rick. You guys did such a wonderful job. How exhausting that must be, 3 full long days of just talking, and I like to talk. I get paid to do it, and I love it, but that's a long time. You guys stuck in there. You are great supporters of our wrestling team from Norton and from great ambassadors for KQ&K. I do know that Fig was not feeling well on Saturday. I don't want to make him feel bad, but towards the end of the day, you could really hear it. And I hope that he's feeling better. Rick, you started sounding a little bit froggy towards the end, and I was wondering if you might be getting a little bit of what Fig had. So, or it was just a lot of talking. I do get that. But you guys did a great job. Thank you from KQ&K. Thank you from the community for everything that you do for our sports teams. It was fun listening to you guys. I love how you got into the wrestling. You really, I will say that I do not know much about the schematics of wrestling. I don't know how they score and all that. But I learned a lot from listening to you guys. And you guys kept me right up there with the action the whole time. I never felt like I was not understanding what was going on. So, again, thank you for the great job that you did. Thank you, everybody. But our wrestlers, you all should be so proud. Our whole wrestling team should be proud. But our state wrestlers, man, you guys did an awesome job. We are so proud of you in Norton. So that was the big news for the weekend, was the wrestling. That took up a lot of the weekend. And so now we have some more big news. Tonight starts sub-state wrestling for our wrestling basketball. And tonight we will start off with our boys. They will be playing tonight at 7 o'clock against Cimarron for the first sub-state game right here in Norton. I'll tell you, if you can get down there and watch it in person, do that. Like I said a few minutes ago, the more people there to cheer them on, the better. But, you know, not everybody can make it. But that's okay, because you can listen to it right here on KQ&K AM and FM. We'll have all the action with Jeff Porter and Brexton Eisenhagen. They've become a very good team, a lot of fun to listen to. And go Blue Jays. We're really rooting for you. So tonight at 7 o'clock, the Blue Jay boys will be playing Cimarron for a sub-state. And then tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, the Blue Jay girls will be playing here in Norton against Southwest Heights. And you can listen to all that action right here on KQ&K. A lot of great things going on. Sub-state starting already. I can't believe it's already that time, but it is. And go Blue Jays. So just ended wrestling, came off of that, had a day of rest, and now we're going to do sub-state starting tonight with the boys right here in Norton against Cimarron. All right, well, I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. Boy, we had a beautiful weekend. So, let's see, Fig just let me know that, okay, so I'll tell you one thing about the game, just one second. Good morning, thank you for calling Party Line.
Yeah, this is Karen. I am looking for some big skeins of yarn. If anybody's got any big skeins that they want to sell, they can give me a call at 785-202-2416.
And what was that you're looking for?
I'm looking for big skeins of yarn.
Big, okay, of yarn, okay. And it's called a skank?
No, a skein.
Skein, okay. You can tell I'm not a yarn person. All right, you need a big skein of yarn, 202-2416.
Yeah, if they've got a bunch of that, I buy it from them.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you, Karen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning. I'd like to wish Mackenzie Clydesdale a happy 18th birthday today.
See, that makes me feel old because you've been calling and wishing her happy birthday so long. I've been growing up with her. 18 already, huh?
Yes.
Well, happy birthday to Mackenzie. Thank you for calling, and we'll make sure I've got her on the list.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so thank you, Fick. And by the way, I do hope you're feeling better. We got another phone call. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, beautiful friend.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Fine. How's my Hadley?
Oh, he's doing great.
Okay. I have two birthdays. You ready?
I'm ready.
Vince Stewart is 13 today.
Vince Stewart, okay.
And Mackenzie Clydesdale.
All right. Vince Stewart and Mackenzie Clydesdale. I got them down for you. Thank you so much, Jean.
Yeah, good luck, Blue Jays.
I was waiting for that. Okay, good luck to the Blue Jays.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. I promise.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, that's how you do it. So Fig informed me that the game will be on Facebook Live tonight, but it's not going to be on KQ&K's Facebook Live because it is a sub-state game, so that'll be on the Blue Jay Athletics page instead. I'm sure that we'll have a link on KQ&K to the Blue Jay Athletics, but if you don't already follow Blue Jay Athletics on Facebook, you should, because they have a lot of great do a lot of great updating, and they have a lot of great information about what's going on with our Blue Jays. So like and follow that page. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning. Hi, this is Maggie Duggan.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, I have a birthday for you.
Okay, whose birthday?
This is Jim Duggan, my husband.
Jim's birthday. All right. And how old is Jim? Do you want to give it away or?
Oh, yes. Okay, yes. He's 90 today.
90. Oh, Jim, happy birthday.
Yes.
All right. Well, you tell that young whippersnapper to have a good day.
Okay, I will. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Maggie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Happy birthday, Jim, 90 years old. Once again, the basketball game tonight will be on the Blue Jay Athletics Facebook page instead of KQ&K because it is a sub-state game, but you can catch all that action on the Blue Jay Athletics page on Facebook Live, or you can also catch all that action right here on KQNK, AM and FM, or if you can, go and watch live and root the Blue Jays on. Go Blue Jays. I'm excited. All right. Well, that's about it. I think I'm ready to get into some trivia. Trivia is being brought to you by Norton Pizza Hut. Call them today at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download the Pizza Hut app, and you should. It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. You can order or also stop in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. Now, if you're going to be sitting at home watching the game on Facebook Live and listening on KQ&K, AM and FM, call Pizza Hut. Have them deliver. They deliver from open to close at our Norton Pizza Hut. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer to the trivia. You are going to be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. So today is Johnny Cash's birthday. Now, Johnny Cash is like an idol of mine. Ever since I was a little girl, I always loved Johnny Cash. So every time something comes up about him, I like to ask a trivia question. Be the first caller with the correct answer to my trivia question at 785-877-3378. And you are going to win a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Okay, so I want to know, what song did Johnny Cash open almost all of his concerts with? Which song did Johnny Cash open almost all of his concerts with? Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with that correct answer. You'll be the winner of that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Yummy. While we wait on an answer, we're going to break for our open market report that's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. Which song did Johnny Cash open almost all of his concerts with? 785-877-3378.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Now, cash cattle business started to develop just before the noon hour on Friday and continued throughout the afternoon, with Southern Live deals marked at mostly 183, $3 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Northern dress sales had a full range of 283 to 293, mostly at 292, $4 higher than last week's weighted average basis Nebraska. Now we can go ahead and take a look over at the mercantile, starting off with February live cattle down by 57 cents at 185.02, April down $1.35 at 186.55, March feeder cattle down by $2.40 at 252.17, April down 187 at 258.10. April lean hogs down 167 at 85.52, May down 97 cents at 89.87. At the Board of Trade, we are currently mixed on the board. March corn down 2 1/4 at 397.5, May down 1.5 at 412. March beans up 5.5 at 1138.25, May up 4.5 at 1146. March Kansas City wheat up 5.5 at 574.25, May up by 2 3/4 at 568.5. March Chicago wheat down 2 cents at 571.5, May down by 3/4 at 568.5. Taking a look now over to crude oil futures, followed by some Wall Street trade. Crude oil, as of right now, currently down by about 11 cents. As far as gold is concerned, it's down by about $13. Over on Wall Street, the Dow Index currently up by about 25%, NASDAQ up by 3%. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours. At any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. We have a phone call, and we did get an answer on our trivia. All right, Jean, whose birthday did you have?
Grayson Berry is 9 today.
Grayson Berry is 9, okay.
Anniversary is Edgar and Eden Davis.
Edgar and whom?
Andrew. Okay. And Eden.
Andrew and Eden Davis, okay.
Yes, that's it.
Andrew and Eden. All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, so first things first, we want to thank the High Plains Farm Credit for our open market report. They have offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. We did get a correct answer on our trivia. So the question was, what song did Johnny Cash open almost all of his concerts with? The answer, Folsom Prison Blues. He traditionally began his concerts by simply introducing himself by saying, "Hello, I'm Johnny Cash," followed by his signature song, Folsom Prison Blues. Lydia Annon knew that answer. She just won herself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Great job, Lydia. And like me, she said that she's always been a huge Johnny Cash fan. Who couldn't be a Johnny Cash fan, honestly? So thanks for listening and playing along, Lydia. You just won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Let's see. Let me get these in here real quick. All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Monday, February 26th party line. I am Natalie here this morning, and I'm going to be with you. Like I said, it's probably going to be a little bit of a shorter show today just because of the fact that I'm by myself, and I usually tend to go a little bit faster, and Mondays are a little bit faster, too. So get those phone calls in. We are waiting on your phone calls. If you know anyone that's having a birthday today, give us a call, 785-877-3378, and I'll get them on the birthday list. At the end of the show, I'm going to draw to find out who is going to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call, because at the end of the show on Friday, Mandy and I'll draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate good at Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Stop in at Garden Gate, etc. They have some beautiful house plants. And those make great Easter gifts, by the way. I love house plants for Easter. It gets me in the mood for spring, and I love that. You can get yourself in the mood for spring by stopping in at Garden Gate, etc. Check out all the beautiful items they have today. Garden Gate, etc. right here in Norton on Highway 36. And Click Your Heels Travel. You know, it spring's on its way, and then summer, it's time to start making those travel plans. Call Click Your Heels Travel today at 785-871-4109 for all your travel plans. If you wonder why you need a travel agent, well, Click Your Heels Travel knows that your time is very precious to you, and it takes a lot of time to get all that stuff figured out to go on a vacation. Well, you don't have to worry about that. Let Click Your Heels Travel take all of that away. 785-871-4109 for Click Your Heels Travel. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away, if you've lost anything, found anything, or you're in search of anything, give us a call at 785-877-3378. Now, we did have a couple of phone calls while we were on break. Want to wish Jim Dykens a happy 90th birthday. Happy 90th birthday, Jim. And also, we have somebody who is in search of a big sconce of yard. of yarn. I'm sorry, I wrote yard. I meant yard. My brain does that. Just does what it wants. So a big sconce of yarn. If you or you know anybody that might have that, said she could buy 785-202-2416. And of course, good luck to the Blue Jays from Jean. Would miss it if she didn't call and wish good luck to the Blue Jays. So keep those phone calls coming, 785-877-3378. I do have one reminder for this morning. Today is Monday, February 26th, so it's Lego Club for Kids Day from 3:45 to 4:45 at our Norton Public Library, where you can go to the library to see the Lego creations that they have on display. Once again, Lego Club for Kids, today, February 26th, from 3:45 to 4:45. And I want to remind you that the Norton Public Library is looking for an energetic, creative, fun-loving person to be their children's and acquisitions librarian. You can stop in at the Norton Public Library, talk to them about this great position at the front desk, and you could be part of the wonderful team at the Norton Public Library. All right, I think it's time for me to start, and I am going to start this morning talking about TNC Kitchen, because at TNC Kitchen on their lunch buffet today will be Salisbury steak with potato, vegetable, and a roll. Yeah, it made my stomach growl when she told me that this morning. They make the most delicious Salisbury steak. That tonight, prime rib sandwich or omelets. All of the lunch buffets Monday through Saturdays at TNC Kitchen come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. And all you have to do is give them a call at 785-877-3511. And you can get your order to go. If you're busy and you think, oh, I would love some of that Salisbury steak, but I don't have time to go and sit and eat, don't worry about it. Get it to go at TNC Kitchen, 785-877-3511. Again, lunch buffet today is Salisbury steak with potato, vegetable, and a roll. Stop in tonight for dinner for prime rib sandwich or omelets, or do both. You're allowed. At TNC Kitchen, stop in and visit them today. They're right here in Norton on Highway 36. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break and listen to some information about our Norton County or Norton Community Hospital. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about Sonic.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic would like to remind you that you have the power to protect yourself from heart disease. Making preventative appointments with your primary care provider is the best step in keeping your heart health in check. Small, heart-healthy actions like adding more movement to your day or choosing healthy foods can have a big impact on protecting your heart as well. Start today. Your heart will thank you tomorrow.
All right, let's talk about Sonic. Now, I kind of gave you a little heads up on this the other day, but this isn't going to be around for long. Right now, they are featuring Reba's Sweetheart Meal. I think that's only going to be around to the end of the week. It's Reba's favorite order, a Sonic cheeseburger served with tots or fries, along with their new chocolate-covered strawberry shake. The chocolate-covered strawberry shake features real strawberries and rich chocolate flakes that are hand-mixed into sweet vanilla soft serve, and then it's topped with the new chocolate whip topping, more chocolate flakes, and a maraschino cherry. You can find this chocolate-covered strawberry shake at participating Sonic locations. Also, don't forget at Sonic, they have many other things to enjoy, like their buffalo chicken dip bites, their pulled pork tachos. Yes, pulled pork tachos. That is pulled pork, the classic tachos, smoked pulled pork, cherrywood smoked sauce, zesty cheese sauce, and melty cheddar cheese. And they also have a couple other pulled pork recipes, the pulled pork barbecue cheddar cheeseburger. It's a beef patty topped with smoked pulled pork with cherrywood smoked sauce, pickles, and American cheese on a toasted brioche bun, and the pulled pork barbecue sandwich. That's smoked pulled pork smothered in cherrywood smoked sauce and topped with pickles on a toasted brioche bun. These two are just limited time items, so you need to get in and try those out before they're not around anymore. I got to try the pulled pork tachos the other day, and I'll tell you, they do not disappoint. Those were delicious. I could probably eat those like every day. Go in and try them before they're not here anymore at our Norton Sonic. Don't forget to try out those under $4 favorites. Their whole menu is delicious at our Norton Sonic, and when you stop in at our Norton Sonic, you can purchase that keychain for $20. Now, that is a cash purchase for $20. So when you stop in and visit Norton, get yourself a keychain, because that keychain will get you a Route 44 for $1.29 or a soda or a large soda or slush for 99 cents until December 31st of 2024. You just show them your keychain and you get those great discounts. It's only one keychain per person per carload, so remember that. But the keychains are back at our Norton Sonic just for $20 and lasts until December 31st, where you can get a Route 44 for $1.29 or a large soda or slush for just 99 cents. These and many other wonderful, great specials are going on at our Norton Sonic. Check them out today right here in Norton. Okay, hey, it is time for our history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. You can call Kansas Land Tire today at 785-877-5181. Or you can stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire. They're our local Goodyear dealer, and they're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
Your history for today, February 26th. In 1863, U.S. President Lincoln signed the National Currency Act, which created the national banking system and the office of the comptroller of this currency. In 1907, the U.S. Congress raised their own pay to $7,500. In 1916, Mutual signed Charlie Chaplin to a film contract. In 1919, in Arizona, the Grand Canyon was established as a national park with an act of the U.S. Congress. If you've never been, you need to go to the Grand Canyon. It's not just, you know, I hear people say it's just a hole in the ground. No, it is magnificent. When Ron and I went, we got there 5 minutes before sunup, and I'll never forget it. So if you ever have the chance, you need to go and visit the Grand Canyon. In 1929, U.S. President Coolidge signed a bill creating the Grand Teton National Park. In 1930, New York City installed traffic lights. In 1933, a groundbreaking ceremony was held at Crissy Field for the Golden Gate Bridge. In 1945, in the United States, a nationwide midnight curfew went into effect. In 1952, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill announced that Britain had developed an atomic bomb. In 1991, Iraqi President Saddam Hussein announced on Baghdadi radio that Iraqi troops were being withdrawn from Kuwait. In 1993, six people were killed and more than 1,000 injured when a van exploded in the parking garage beneath the World Trade Center in New York City. The bomb had been built by Islamic terrorists. In 1998, a Texas jury rejected an $11 million lawsuit by Texas cattlemen who claimed that Oprah Winfrey caused price drop after an on-air comment about mad cow disease. In 1998 in Oregon, a health panel rules that taxpayers must help to pay for doctor-assisted suicides. And in 2009, the Pentagon reversed its 18-year policy of not allowing media to cover returning war dead. The reversal allowed some media coverage with family approval. Today's February 26th. It's National Set a Good Example Day. Should be every day. Set a good example. Remember, the things that you do, somebody's watching. And somebody that's watching may be very impressionable. So set a good example. It's National Tell a Fairy Tale Day. And it's National Pistachio Day. In music, in 1954, a U.S. Congresswoman introduced a bill to prohibit the distribution of obscene, lewd, lascivious, or filthy recordings. How did they decide? 1955, Billboard reported that the 45 RPM single format was outselling the 78s for the first time. In case you want to know, 45s are these little records like we have all here. The 78s were the regular size. In 1970, the Beatles album, Beatles Again, that contained the song Hey Jude, was released in the United States. In 1985, Chuck Berry received a Lifetime Achievement Grammy. In 1995, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant began a world tour to support their reunion album, No Quarter. And in 2002, Alanis Morissette's third album, Under Rug Swept, was released. In sports, in 1935, the New York Yankees released Babe Ruth. Babe then signed with the Boston Braves for $20,000 and a share in the team's profits. In 1981, Edgar F. Kaiser Jr. purchased the Denver Broncos from Gerald and Alan Phillips. In 1985, Julius Erving with the Philadelphia 76ers became third in the NBA's all-time scoring list. And in 1989, the New York Yankees announced that Tom Seaver would be their new TV sportscaster. And I think he's running for office right now somewhere. Happy birthday today to Johnny Cash, my idol, ever since I was a little girl, born in 1932, the singer of Folsom Prison Blues, among many others. Fats Domino was born in 1928, the early rock and roll singer of Blueberry Hill. Oh, and we got a phone call. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I need to wish Grayson Berry a happy ninth birthday.
Grayson Berry is ninth. All right. Got that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And bye-bye. Happy birthday, Grayson. Okay, Jackie Gleason was born on this date in 1916. He played Ralph Cramden on The Honeymooners and was a star unto his own. Tony Randall was born on this date in 1920. Felix Unger of the TV series The Odd Couple. And Levi Strauss was born on this date in 1829, the creator of Levi's denim jeans. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I got two birthdays.
Awesome. Whose birthdays?
I want to wish Mackenzie Kreisel happy birthday and Grayson Granberry happy birthday today.
Grayson Berry and Mackenzie Clydesdale. Yes. All right. Thank you.
Bye
bye. All right. Love those calls. All right. Let's see. We've got some celebrity birthdays from our Lions Club calendar. And I need to put my glasses on real quick. Sorry about that. All right. So today is February 26th. Boy, we have a lot of birthdays on the calendar today. Corky Bradley, Robert Daniels, Jacob Miller, Mackenzie Clydesdale, Grayson Berry, Tabor Burns, and happy anniversary to Eden and Andrew Davis, and Leah and Sean Harding. Happy anniversary. And we had four called in today, so I'm going to their birthdays. I'm going to number those, and then I'm going to get four of my little metal discs that are numbered. And we are going to do one, two, of course, three, and four. All right. I'm going to shake that up real good, and we are going to see who is going to get that big old delicious cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. That is number four, and that goes to Grayson Berry. Happy birthday, Grayson. You just won yourself a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. That certificate can be picked up here at KQ&K. I do want to let everybody know that since Mandy is not here today, the office will close at 11, open back up at 3:30 at the usual time. But got some recordings to do today, so today and tomorrow both, our office will close at 11. Now, if you need to pick up a certificate when we're not around, that's okay. Call us before 11, and we'll leave it on the door for you so that you can pick it up whenever it's convenient to you. Otherwise, just give us a call, and we will be here until 11 and then from 3:30 to 5. Remember, once you pick it up, you do still have a week to use them, but you have 30 days from the day that you win to pick up your certificates. All right. Well, let's thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank the Norton County Hospital, Sonic, and TNC Kitchen. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you that we get to be here. I do want to remind everyone that tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, you can catch all the action of the Blue Jays substate game against Cimarron right here on KQ&K, AM and FM. Jeff Porter and Brexton Eisenhagen, forgot their names for a minute. Jeff Porter and Brexton Eisenhagen will be calling all the action, and you can listen to that on KQ&K, AM and FM. Now, you can watch on Facebook Live on the Blue Jay Athletics Facebook page. It is a substate game, so KQ&K can't bring that to you on Facebook Live, but Blue Jay Athletics can because it's with our school. But if you can go and watch the game in person, that would be wonderful. The more people there cheering them on, the better. That starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Very excited. Can't wait. I'll be listening along with all the rest of you. All right. I think that does it today. Again, congratulations to all of our wrestlers on the Norton Blue Jay wrestling team, but to our state wrestlers who went to the meets Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You guys did a great job. All of you did a great job. You made us all very proud, and we are so super excited for next year already. You did that to us. All right. I hope everybody has a great day today. You know, let me look again just to make sure that I'm not misspeaking. Today is supposed to be a great day, almost 80 degrees today. So get out, enjoy it, because tomorrow is not going to be so great. Tomorrow we're going to have wind, patchy blowing dust. It's supposed to be 53 for the high, but that ends at 11, and the temperature is going to start going down for the remainder of the day, and it's going to be windy tomorrow. So tomorrow is not going to be that great of a day. Get out today. Enjoy it. 80 degrees in February. We don't get that very often. Go for a walk. Enjoy the great fresh air. Go out and have lunch outside. Go have a picnic. Why not? Get some people from the office together and go have an outdoor lunch. That'd be awesome, and what a great way to refresh. But enjoy the day no matter what you do. And thank you so much for watching our Party Line show on Facebook Live and listening on KQ&K AM and FM. And please don't forget, tomorrow I'll be here all by my lonesome. I hope you come and join me. Same time, same place for Party Line.